At the recent meeting, the seven-member Sonoma LAFCO board, with representatives from city and county governments and special districts and a public member, voted unanimously to move the annexation proposal forward. The months of August and September will be critical to the plans of Santa Rosa and Sonoma County to make Roseland and four much smaller parcels a part of the city. 2-month-long periods were set, a reconsideration period and a protest period. The protest period allows opponents to gather signatures. We'll talk about the numbers they need in a minute. First, meet some residents of the affected area who have misgivings about the plan. Here's Thomas Schneider.
I have lived in the Roseland area for 28 years. I do not want to be a resident of the city of Santa Rosa. I'm very happy to remain a resident of the unincorporated area of Sonoma County. For me, there is no upside to being annexed into the city. Annexation would raise my local taxes and costs, such as annual stormwater management assessments, city 5% utility tax, and mandatory garbage and recycling services. Annexation would limit my ability to have a number of livestock that the county now allows me to have.
Supervisor Linda Hopkins was able to reassure Mr. Schneider that his livestock could be grandfathered into compliance with city rules. But the worries about higher fees and mandatory payments have bubbled up throughout the process. On its annexation website, the city states that any added expenses will be minimal. That's not good enough for everyone, including Joy Bruce of one of the smaller parcels at Victoria Drive.
I agree with Tom, worried about the cost of all this to the residents. My husband and I worked really hard the last 28 years to buy our house, pay off our house, and retire. I'd like to continue to enjoy that while we live in our house on Victoria Drive.
John Braggins is another resident who spoke in opposition. He had a conspiracy theory to air.
And then the other thing I want to say is this seems like a backdoor way of getting past the rent control, which was voted down by the voters in June. It's curious how it shows up now. I'm wondering what the ramifications are when this is property is annexed, what the vote might be like after that on rent control. I'm a property owner, been here 10 years. I picked this property because it's on the upswing. I'd like to know what exactly Santa Rosa is going to have to pay, see what it's going to cost.
Despite the costs, or in some cases the savings, the prospect of annexation seems brighter than it ever has. To stop it completely, opponents would need signatures of more than 50% of registered voters within the annexation area. If between 25 and 50% object, an election on the issue will be forced. Under 25% protesting will allow the question to sail through, and Roseland will finally be part of Santa Rosa. Santa Rosa Mayor Chris Corsi is looking forward to that day.
Our intent through this process has been to recognize Roseland as a rich, vibrant, historic, and valuable part of our community, both before annexation and after annexation.
By the thin turnout of opponents, including none from the Latino community, it seemed, last week at least, that Corsi was on the way to getting his wish for annexation. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.